very thankful for everyone that can make it back this evening. Before we start, I have an announcement to make. As of yesterday morning, I'm a two-time great-grandpa now. Cody and Lakin, it was a little boy, Matthew Henry Stone. That's the name. Anyway, we're very thankful for Cody and for Lakin and the new baby. A little bit unusual, but Brother Charles this morning got us off to a really good start on this book of Proverbs. I have a lesson that's entitled The Value of Proverbs. And as we begin, it was mentioned this morning as far as a comparison of the Christian life and then that of the wicked man. The life of a Christian is to be with wisdom. We read in Ephesians 5, verse 15 through verse 17, it says, "Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what is the will, what the will of the Lord is." You know, because time is passing and the days are evil, we must make the best use of our time today. Too many people today are wasting their time by failing to use wisdom in their daily lives and in making daily decisions. I have a story to tell you about my dad. He quit school at the age of 12, at the end of the sixth grade. At the age of 13, he was cutting cedar fence posts. At a penny a post, he was making about a dollar a day. Some of the things I remember him saying concerning how he was able to make it through life. He said he read the book of Proverbs daily. He said it helped in knowing how to deal with people in daily transactions. Not only how to deal with people, but how to treat people. He was a great salesman. He was that guy that might be said of him that he could sell you beachfront property in Arizona. That's the type of salesman he was. He also told me from Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 28 that when you keep your mouth shut, you can appear to be wise and they may not know the difference. All you have to do is just keep your mouth shut. I can't tell you how many times and how much I've thought about that as I dealt with my superiors in my daily job. You know, going into a meeting or something, one of the things I always thought before I went in, help me not to look foolish, because I was in a group of very educated people, and without a college education, really had no business being where I was. But at the same time, the good Lord was with me many times because I kept my mouth shut, and probably otherwise I would have said something. Anyway, the book of Proverbs provides us with sound information concerning daily living. It is a source of great wisdom and encouragement in our efforts to walk wisely. So three great lessons I remember from the book of Proverbs from time past. The Best of Proverbs by Brother Jerry Dickinson, February of 2001. Another one was the New Year's Resolutions by Brother Brian in December of 2008. And The Wicked Man by Brother Charles, September 2023. Before we begin, let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Before we get started, I want to commend Brother Charles this morning on a really great lesson. Very, very good job. The purpose of the book of Proverbs, it's clearly stated in the first six verses of the text. And our text comes from chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 7. The purpose is to know wisdom, and it is to know instructions. It is to perceive the words of understanding. It's to receive the instructions of wisdom, of justice, of judgment, and of equity. To give to the simple or naive prudence, to give to the young man knowledge and discretion, to give to the wise man increased learning, to give to the man of understanding wise counsel. The book is designed to make a person wise. It is to help a person to know how to act wisely and to act righteously. It's to show one how to treat others with fairness, to give the ignorant common sense, to give the young sound advice, and to give the wise even more wisdom. So what exactly is wisdom, and why is it so valuable? Notice, if you will, verses 1 through verse 7. There it says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instructions, to discern the sayings of understanding, to receive instructions in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the naive, to the youth, knowledge, and discretion. A wise man will hear an increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. To understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their riddles, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instructions. So what is the definition and the value of wisdom? Wisdom may be defined as realistic approach to the problems of life, according to the 20th Century Encyclopedia of Religious Knowledge. Homer Haley offered this definition of the word of wisdom. He said, wisdom is insight into the underlying causes and significance or consequences of things, which insight enables one to apply to the best end the knowledge which he has. Think of it like this. You are yelled at by your boss or your wife or maybe a brother in Christ. You could react in different ways. You could strike back physically or verbally. You could do nothing. Or you could react with a soft, kind reply. Proverbs 15 and verse 1 there, it tells us a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So wisdom is the insight which helps us to decide what is the best thing to do in any situation. And the value of wisdom? The first 9 chapters of the book of Proverbs are actually discourses commenting on the value of wisdom. The virtue of wisdom is seen in the prosperous life that can be produced in the life of a Christian. Proverbs 3, verse 13 through 18. How blessed is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her profit is better than the profit of silver, and her gain better than fine gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who hold her fast. Wisdom's value is also found in guarding us against many pitfalls that we find in our daily lives. We read in Proverbs 3, verse 21 through verse 26, my son, let them not vanish from your sight. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and adornment to your neck. Then you will walk in your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden fear, nor of the onslaught of the wicked when it comes. for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. So some of the pitfalls that are frequently warned against in the book of Proverbs. First, evil companionship. We find that in Proverbs 1, verse 10 through verse 19. They want you to join them in their ongoing and in their wrongdoings. But if you do, you will be caught up with them and in their own self-destruction. Wisdom will keep you from this as you associate with others. Next is the immoral woman, Proverbs 5, 1 through 14. An affair may seem to be exciting and harmless, but immorality is one of the quickest ways to destroy oneself physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The exercise of wisdom will spare one from total ruin. Also, laziness. In Proverbs 6, verse 6 through 11, from this morning, Brother Charles taught, it may sound good to do nothing, but slothfulness guarantees failure and poverty. Wisdom provides a much better way of life for us as Christians. We can see the wisdom and it is great value. But notice in particular the value of the book of Proverbs in regard to having wisdom. The value of the book of Proverbs. Wisdom is normally gained through one of two sources. Through years of trial and error. And this is the source when a person chooses to listen to one's own experiences. But there are disadvantages in gaining wisdom this way. Much of one's lifetime can be wasted trying to learn through trial and through error. One is forced to live with the consequences of their errors. And sad to say, this is the only way many people gain wisdom, and that only if they survive their errors. Another way of wisdom is gained is through the proven experiences of others. This is possible only if one is willing to listen to the advice of others. There are clear advantages to gaining wisdom in this way. You can avoid wasting years of your life through the trial and error. Thus, life is to its fullest. You experience life unburdened with the consequences of early mistakes. And certainly this method of gaining wisdom is far superior than the method of trial and error. The superior way of gaining wisdom is what makes this book of Proverbs so valuable. Instead of wasting our time in this life trying to discover wisdom through the process of trial and error and our daily experiences, we can go straight to the book of Proverbs. And there we can find wisdom that is inspired by God, proven to be true by generations of righteous men and women who lived out their lives by the teaching that's found in the Scriptures. The value of the book of Proverbs is that it provides the wisdom of God Himself. We read in Proverbs 2, verse 1 through verse 6, my son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. We are promised wisdom by when we look to God, when we look in His Word, and when we go to prayer. The promise God is that wisdom will be granted to us. We read in James 1, verse 5 through verse 8. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. This is a far better way to find wisdom than the way that most people find it. In closing, the book of Proverbs has 31 chapters. I want to encourage everyone to read a chapter a day. And if the month has less than 31 days, then read two or three chapters on that last day. I did this a few years ago, and I did it for a while, and for some reason, I quit doing it. But I started doing it again, and it makes a lot of difference. If you read a chapter in Proverbs before you do your daily Bible study, it is amazing how much it has helped me. The Apostle Paul said in Colossians 2, verse 1 through verse 3, "For I want you to know how great a struggle I have on your behalf and for those who are at Laodicea, and for all those who have not personally seen my face, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ Himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." If there is someone that is subject to the gospel call, we bid you to come as we stand and sing.